The Cambridge Self-Help Food Bank is pulling out all the stops in an effort to try and meet demand for their rapidly growing client base. In nearly all categories, the Cambridge Food Bank has seen a nearly 100% increase in people accessing their services. "The food is going out as fast as it comes in," said Cambridge Food Bank Executive Director, Diane McLeod. The areas that have seen the highest jump are homeowners and people who may be living with friends and unable to find rentals. These categories are up over 100% respectively. Those who are employed have also seen a jump in excess of 69%. In 2022, the food bank served just over 3,000 new people who have never used their service. So far in 2023, they have already seen over 2,000 new people walk through the door and expect that number to keep growing. "Typically, the second half of the year is a lot busier, so we will most likely see that 2,000 quickly turn into 3,000 plus," said McLeod. While the demand for food skyrockets, the amount of food being donated is not what it once was. With inflation and rising prices hitting everyone's wallet, McLeod has noticed a drop in cash and food donations. The food bank has started partnering with local stores and community members to help them raise funds to support the meteoric rise in demand. They have started a new food drive initiative with short-stop convenience stores in Cambridge, with 12 locations participating. The Little Short Store Summer Drive will collect non-perishable food items like peanut butter, cheese whiz, dry pasta, Mr. Noodles, cereal and canned meats, McLeod said. "I know it's tough for families out there, but even if you can give one or two things, it goes a long way." Members from the community have also been hard at work collecting donations. Jamie Colwell has been out at local grocery stores on the weekend to help collect food items and money from anyone willing to give. In one weekend, he and his volunteers managed to collect 1,200 pounds of food and over $2,000. "The need for the food bank in the community is essentially," McLeod said. "It's looking like over 6,000 new people over 2 years have come to us. Unless we end poverty tomorrow, the food bank will always be here."